פרק א' הלוך בייס סור המשתלח which was part of the Avodah on Yom HaKippurim that one of the two Seirim was taken and sent to Sel Azazel סור המשתלח לפי שהוא כפורה כל ישראל because it's a kapara for all of Klal Yisrael, Kohen Gadol Mizvad Olav. So who is the one that recites the Vida on behalf of the Tzibur? Is the Kohen Gadol. Al-Shoyin Kohen Yisrael, the name of all of Klal Yisrael, Shenema, Mizvad Olav, and he shall proclaim a confession, and it's called Avonos Bnei Yisrael. And all the Chatoim of Klal Yisrael. Here, the Rambam tells us the notion of the Kohen Gadol is Mizvada on behalf of the Tzibur. Shu Kapora Kol Yisrael. And that we saw that the Rambam in the second parak cited Moshe Rabbeinu that Mesorach Lifra of the Sachet, and then we're on a Chota Omazeh Chato Gedolu Bayasa Lehem Elohei Zov. So Moshe Rabbeinu also served in what would later be the role of the Kohen Gadol, Moshe the Eagle, his Mitzvah on behalf of all of Klal Yisrael. And the truth is that with this notion that there's a notion that the Kohen Gadol is Mitzvah on behalf of all of Klal Yisrael, and Moshe Rabbeinu the Eagle was Mitzvah for all of Klal Yisrael, this leads to unraveling one of the mysteries of the Tefillah of Yom HaKippurim. And that is that we have the recitation of the Vidui on Yom Kippur. So the private individuals, as Yechidim, we proclaim the Vidui at the very end of the Tefillah. After Mevorach Asamo Yisrael Mashalom, it's a Yehi Lerotzon, etc. And then we have the Vidui at the end of the Tefillah. The Shliach Tzibur has the Vidui in the middle of the Tefillah. Now, the fact that the Shliach Tzibur doesn't have at the end, that's self-understood. Because he has no end. The end of ends the tefillah of Muhammad Baruch Hashem Yisrael Mashalom. He doesn't have an additional tefillahs. But if the Shliach Tzibur had to have his vidui be'emtza tefillah, so why do we have us at the end of tefillah? We should have, at least for uniformity's sake, we just don't always have to do everything with Shnei Dinim. You know, it wouldn't be an aveir if there'd be one mahalach, one way to do it, you know. So why is it? So we ought to recite the Vidui in the midst of the central Brach of the Shmon Esrei too. And the answer really lies in this Rambam, in the notion of the Kohen Gadol et Mizvada al Lashon Kol Yisrael. The Shliach Tzibur is not involved in a personal tefillah. The Shliach Tzibur's tefillah, as he says in the introduction, in the various introductions to tefillah, on behalf of all of Klal Yisrael, he's mispalel on behalf of the Tzibur. Since he's mispalel on behalf of the Tzibur, his vidui is not a personal vidui. His vidui is also a vidui on behalf of the Tzibur. Consequently, where does that lie belong in the tefillah? In the central brach of the Shmon Esrei, in the Kedushas Hayom, because that was part and parcel of the avodah of the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur, was in fact the recitation of the vidui on behalf of the Tzibur. So that's a chalik of Kedushas Hayyim. It's part of the Kedushas Hayyim. It was part of the Kohen Gadol's Avodah. Our personal vidui, that's not the Avodah of the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur. That's our personal affair. The Meiler has no connection with the Brach of Kedushas Hayyim. It doesn't belong there. And therefore, we tuck it in at the end of Shmon Esrei. But the Shliach Tzibur is Mizvada on behalf of the entire Tzibur. Just as the Kohen Gadol did every Yom Kippur, and just as Moshe Rabbeinu did at Har Sinai with the Chet Ha'Egel. So this is the notion of the vidui of the Kohen Gadol. I want to skip to Halach Gimel now. Bizman Hazeh She'ein Beis Hamikdash Kayam. In contemporary times, the Rambam says, in the absence of the Mikdash, we don't have a Mizbeach upon which to bring the Karbonos. Ein Shom El Tshuva. So all that we have is the process of tshuva itself. And the Rambam proclaims the most significant aspect of tshuva in this next line. A tshuva mechaperes al kol averus. The tshuva can provide kapara for any aver. There is no such thing that a person did an aver that he cannot find tshuva for. Afilu rosha kol yomu. A person that was evil his entire life. What could be more worse than that? And what happens is also tshuva v'achreina. At the end of his life, he does tshuva in maskiran lo yishum dover merishim. We, the Kaddish Baruch Hu, will not bring to light any of the things that he did improperly in his life. Shenema rishas harosha. The evil of the Rosh Hashanah, Yikoshel Bo, Yom Shuvah Mirishon, will no longer be a stumbling block for him once he does tshuva. So here the Rambam tells us the phenomenal and awesome power of tshuva. That on any avera that a person does, he can achieve kapara. V'tzumo shayom ha-kibur mechapel ha-shovim. And the Kedusha of Yom Kippur is mechaper for Shovim. Shenemar ki vayom hazeh yechaper aleichem. And what the Rambam is telling us at the end of this halacha, Ben Yoda writes in Shari Tshuva that the Torah gave us a mitzvah to eat and drink on Erev Yom Kippur. And he has varied reasons for this mitzvah. What lies behind this mitzvah? And it is a very beautiful thought that we eat and drink on Erev Yom Kippur because we're celebrating the arrival of Yom Kippur. Why are we celebrating the arrival of Yom Kippur? Because if a person violated a lois asei during the entire year, even if he did tshuva, he doesn't have a clean slate. It's toilet. He has to wait for his man kapara, like he has to go back before the judge. And the judge has to say, Salachti. Until then, it hangs in abeyance. So, if a person, just as in this world, if a person has a case that's hanging over his head, so he can get himself in deep trouble. If he gets in any further trouble while this first case is still hanging over his head, the judge is going to come down very hard upon him. So, similarly, as we stand before the Rabbi Shalom a whole year, and we did tshuva, but it's toiling. We have, it's not resolved yet. And Chalila, if a person will be guilty of other chaton, you can throw the book at him. So a person waits with anticipation for the arrival of Yom HaKippurim. And Yom HaKippurim is this man kapar. And according to the way we paskin, that the kapar takes place at the end of the day of Yom Kippur. So that's what the Rambam tells us. Tzumal sheYom HaKippurim chaper lashovim. Kedusha of Yom Kippur is mechapa. That's necessary. A person could have done tshuva, but the kapara, the total striking from the record of a schet, does not take place until Yom Kippur. And at the end, Shedemar ki vayoyim hazeh yichapar aleichem. On this day, the Rabbi Shalom provides kapara. And a mitzvah say, a person can achieve kapara immediately. A person says, lozov misham, a person as a person does tshuva, lozov misham atchamechalo, they're mechalim immediately. But on a lois hasei, a person needs Yom Kippur. So this is part and parcel of the simcha that the Rabbi Shalom has given us Yom Kippur, that we finally achieve kapara for the things that we've done tshuva for throughout the year.
We got a title.